You're listening to the British podcast, A World of Us cast on oneofus.net.
So when you were at, stop moving your legs, when we, you were out the other day and I was writing a post for Need to Consume and I wanted to put a link in to our podcast on One of Us and thought, oh, I'll just go in and try and find something. And I noticed there was a lot of comments on the blog post which Chris puts out or Brian puts out with our show that didn't have... us responding to people.
Because I didn't know they were there.
No. You responded to Brian on a couple.
Did I?
Yeah, you talked about... Because he was
amazed by my...
No, because he was happy about... He liked the fact that you hated Brady.
Oh, yeah, Tears of Brady.
And he liked the idea of having a British woman who knows about proper football, as I think you both call it, in their fantasy football league.
Yeah.
But there was lots of comments that we hadn't. So I went through and responded to a lot of them because... Hey, it's just quite nice to talk to people. And we've got a couple of people we want to kind of say thank you to because it's kind of... we're British.
The boogeyman. We're
polite.
Yeah.
We're polite. So yeah, the boogeyman, has commented a couple of times.
Agreeing and disagreeing with us, which I like.
Well, one's kind of like asking about a British meetup. So we're assuming he's in England, unless he's willing to travel all the way from the US. To the UK for a meetup, which don't do that because
it's just we're really not that interesting.
It's not, we'd just be sitting there going.
No, well, probably I'm especially if I've had at least one beer. I'm normally relatively amusing. I will normally start dancing.
Okay, and I think there was another one where we did talk about the best and worst accents in film.
Yeah.
Americans and Brits that are good and bad at accents, and Boogeyman kind of talked about how. He disagreed with me on the fact that the Boston accent isn't like the British accent. I disagree with his disagreeing.
Okay.
So, but just personal opinion. But he talked about there's lots of different accents, and yeah, there is. There's a ton of accents in America. I mean,
I think that's the thing is I've got an American friend from California, and I don't know if I mentioned her last time, but she couldn't tell that our friend, he's become a really, really good friend. We've now been friends for a decade, but he was from Leeds. And so she couldn't tell where he was from, and she was quite convinced for the first few months of knowing him that he was from Scotland.
Yeah, despite sounding nothing like Scottish.
Sounded Scottish to her.
Yeah.
So we were always from Scotland.
Just so you know, we're not going to be talking about the whole Scottish thing that's going on at the moment because...
It's boring.
Quite frankly, yeah. Apart outside of the Scottish... And people in political power who stand to lose a lot of money from this, no one else gives a flying fuck.
I love how you asked me before we started this whether I wanted to mention or talk about this at all, and I said no.
And I still wanted to.
And you still wanted to. It's like no, because I couldn't give a flying fuck.
But I think that's important to let everyone else know who listens from across the pond that we don't give a flying fuck. I mean, John Stewart's covered it.
Really?
Yeah.
Good on you, John.
Yeah.
Good on
you. So, moving on, we've got You Don't Know Me.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about A New Hope, and he saw it in the theatre when he was 5, so that dates him. and basically talking about how he'd never really considered it from a critical point of view. And basically, your whole points that blew my little world apart obviously got to him or her as well. Because, yeah, you did wreck A New Hope for me.
I'm really sorry.
You blew holes in it.
I'm really not sorry at all.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Sarcasm, everyone.
But, yeah, so thank you to the boogeyman and You Don't Know Me. There's a couple more people we're going to sort of mention throughout the show, but we're going to talk about them in more relevant sections because we're trying to be, like, professional and shit.
Yeah, it's going real well.
It's going real well.
Week one fantasy football.
Yeah. So... Football
I won, pack. Of course, just so we're all aware. I won my little game.
Yeah.
How'd you do, Dan?
I didn't. I lost.
Did you get a whooping?
No, I lost by about 10 points.
No, there was someone in our league that got a whooping. Yeah, there was. As I think someone put it, ground under the boot of their shoe.
Yeah. I think there was like 60 points.
Yeah.
It was a killing.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, so that's back. So, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about football first. We're not going to go completely. So we're not going to step on Brian's shoes.
Let's talk about my fantasy football.
We're not going to roster bait right now.
But I love a bit of roster baiting. No. We had a bit of a roster bait last night, actually.
We did, didn't we?
Do you remember that? Because you were quite drunk.
I was quite drunk. Yeah, I do remember that. I convinced you to play a worst quarterback for tomorrow.
I can still change it.
Yeah. We're recording this on a Saturday. We normally record this on a Sunday, but tomorrow we've got a lot on. And plus...
now you're just fucking with my mind again. Go away. No.
Am I inside your head?
Shut up. You're not inside my head. Go away.
Am I inside your head?
No, you're not. But speaking of roster baiting, the league is back, mm-hmm. and we've seen the first two episodes.
Yes.
I fucking love that program. This season so far has been much, much better. Do you know why?
Ruffy?
For one, Ruffy's not in it. And for two, it's actually about football.
Yeah. Well, it isn't.
It's around the football season. And I have enjoyed the first two episodes of Teflon Andre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love me some Teflon Andre.
And yeah, it's good to see it back. But I do wonder, like, maybe this should be the last season or not. This is its sixth season.
I know, wow.
And you don't want shows to go on for too long. I mean, if they can keep it absolutely fresh. I mean, Always Sunny in Philadelphia is like in its 10th season.
Mm.
That's another comedy. Parks and Recs in season 6 or season 7. South Park's in its 16th or 17th season.
Yeah.
If you can keep it relevant, then keep going. Provided everyone involved, unlike sort of things like The Big Bang Theory, where they've had a massive pay dispute and the two lead actors are now getting...
a ludicrous amount.
2 million an episode?
No, I think it's more.
But yeah, it's good to see that back. And
yeah, I love that programme.
And we now have NFL to watch properly as well.
Yeah, because we bought Game Pass.
We bought Game Pass, yeah, so we can watch that. We watch that through our Apple TV, and we get to watch the Red Zone or watch the individual games.
That freaked you out the first week, didn't it?
Yeah.
They give you a bit of a...
That was... I had to kind of play catch up in terms
it's
of...
when
like,
they do the four box.
Yeah.
Have you seen a four box yet? You've only seen a two... Oh, man, you need to see a four box.
Yeah, I need to train my eyes to be like a chameleon so I can look at different things.
It's like it's literally like the Back to the Future screen.
Oh, right, yeah,
especially
yeah.
if you're watching it on, like, an iPad. It's like, I don't have enough brain power to compute four
plays. My nose plays. Is bleeding. Yeah.
Four plays at the same time. And all of a sudden you just start looking, especially if they put two teams next to each other where the colours are relatively similar. You're like, I have no idea who's playing. I'm feeling like different teams are passing to teams that they are actually not playing at all.
No, but that's quite cool. So we can now watch all the games. We can watch, you know, despite the fucking blackout that we have here in the UK because Murdoch's Sky has a blackout on all the games which are shown, but we seem to be able to get around that all right. So that's nice and good. But talking of NFL, how did your actual team do this week here? How did the Giants do, sweetie?
I still love my boys. You leave them alone. They got trounced.
Did they get destroyed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Manning? Like, seriously?
He likes throwing to the wrong team.
I know. You know why, though, don't really
you?
Nice.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because they were playing in blue and you were playing in white.
Fuck off. He's not stupid.
I don't know, have you seen the advert he's in?
I love the adverts. I love the Manning Boys adverts. They just don't take themselves serious. Yeah. No.
But obviously, always around that, my team, the Bears, and I want to say a little shout out to my fellow Bear, Kate Barrett. Bear down, Kate, bear down.
Liking that?
No, I'm liking that. Actually, I don't like that. But Bears, like another term as well, I use that at work. Bear, within the markets, we have Bears and Bulls. So if the market's bearish, that means everything's coming down in price. And if the market's bullish, it means everything's going up. So at the moment, the bear is dancing, as we call it, because the prices are coming down on everything. So yeah, it's quite nice that the Bears and you're looking at me really weird.
It's fine. I'm just waiting for you to go into sort of like Essex style accent at this point when you start talking about work.
No, I'm not going to start doing that. But yeah, the Bears obviously didn't do so well either. No. They lost only just, but they did lose. So I'm hoping that they're going to turn that around in week two. Yeah, that's fantasy football and NFL, really. I don't want to go on about it. We're going to avoid...
Well, I'm quite excited because I find that like the NFL season is always such a change for me because the autumn always hits over here. And at the moment, it's still beautiful.
Yeah, looking out the window now, it's
blue sky. Yeah. It's nice enough to be able to just be wearing like a cardigan and walking around and going and having like a pint. I'm hoping I'd like to go for a beer after. Actually, that'd be good.
No, I want to watch Liverpool game. Oh, Liverpool on after this.
Fake football, seriously.
You can go and get some beer from the shop and come back.
No. I might go and have a beer on my own.
Okay. I'll have the Brooklyn beer in the fridge and you can go for a beer on your own. One thing I do want to talk about, just with in difference between how the UK do things and America. Firstly, if you haven't listened to Brian's rant about the Ray Rice thing on Inside the Locker, please do, because it's amazing. His whole thing, you need to listen to that. It's a really good discussion about it, about Roger Goodell and all that type of thing. I don't want to go on about it too much because some people who listen to this might not be into football, but very, very good. But I just want to talk about the comparison between how we do things in the UK with things like that and in the US. It seems to be that the NFL have got more power than the police authorities. The NFL are setting rules of what their players can and cannot do off the pitch. In football, it's like, it's a criminal matter. I mean, a team might decide to suspend a player, but it's not done by the league. Well, they could do, but they don't have rules in place of, we would prefer it if you didn't hit a woman.
The NFL is definitely a much more overarching governing body than the Premier League is.
Well, we talked about this.
I think that's the thing, is like, obviously, within, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I couldn't give a shite about football, but you've got the Premier League and people can get relegated down to the league below.
Yes,
and
is the Football League, and that's a different organisation.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. I think the fact that it slightly changes all of the time, whereas the NFL is a set at the moment.
Yeah.
They do seem to promote their brand as an overall. Mm. And I think, someone can tell me if I'm wrong about this, but things like all of the merchandise sales are not done per team. Nope. They're done on an overall NFL merchandise thing.
Yeah.
So things like that mean that the idea, which I think is very funny when you then start talking about the Ray Rice thing, the idea of fairness is something that is, and with the draft and everything, is built into the idea of the Football League.
Yeah.
So I think that's really interesting when you then go and talk about something that is disgusting, like the whole Ray Rice thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that the NFL didn't do anything about it, and they've had this footage for 5 months?
Yeah. But I think it's more, I find it odd that a sporting body has had to now put a rule about, this is what will happen if you abuse your spouse or your partner. And obviously we've just seen today that AP has handed himself into the police for what seems to have been is hitting his child with a switch.
Yeah.
But again, we don't have rules within our game of like, it's more about what happens on the pitch. If it happens, and again, if you actually then do something so bad on the pitch or in the tunnel, the police become involved because it's a criminal
matter.
I'll
be interested to see, because over in the UK, domestic violence law changed a little while ago in terms of the fact of it doesn't put so much pressure on the person that is being abused to step forward. That is an extremely difficult and huge ask for somebody who has been put in that position. So, for example, if I knew that a friend was being abused. I wouldn't even need to testify. I could actually tell the police. The police would look into it and they could prosecute based on the evidence that they find. And you wouldn't actually, even if the person who was being abused, I say person because it's not always a woman, if the person who was being abused was actually saying, no, 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 everything's fine, he hasn't done this, the police can still step in and say, no, yeah, we actually find that there is abuse. Yeah. It's much more difficult, but it does happen. No.
But it and seems so, to be there's been a massive failing from the criminal side, like the FBI or the police or whoever would be involved at what level. He doesn't seem to have actually been charged.
And I don't know whether that's down to state law or anything
federal
like that, to
law,
federal to do with the idea of who has to press charges in that thing. And that's the thing is over here, that idea of pressing charges doesn't come down to the person being abused. It can come down to the state and the system.
It comes down to the evidence. Yeah, to evidence.
Yeah, but that's a massive change from when I was a kid. So for me, that's a really nice big difference. But yeah, I just find it watching that footage is just terrifying.
But yeah, I just thought it was very interesting that I can understand they put these new rules in about drugs. That's fine because can it affect the game? But what happens off the pitch really should have nothing to do with the NFL.
Field,
whatever. It's a criminal matter. If the franchise has the full right to suspend him and say, look, whilst this is going on, or they could say, you've brought the franchise into disrepute, we're going to fine you and whatever, because you carry a certain amount of responsibility as a role model.
But you feel that should be down to the individual clubs as opposed to an overall governing body.
Yeah, I don't see why now there is a rule within the NFL rulebook that says, if you hit your partner...
Is there?
Yeah, that's what they've done. They brought, okay. And I think if you do it once, it's a... It's an X amount of game ban. If you do it again, it's a lifetime ban. So once isn't enough to go...
I believe that that should be the case. I don't believe... I am very much a person of second chances, and I don't believe that single...
Yeah.
But, I'm not going to use the... people make mistakes, and I do believe that people can change. And so, yes, it is a disgusting, disgusting thing to do. And the psychology behind it is extremely interesting. But
I don't think there should be... It should be just a case of, well, you should know as a decent human being and as a country which has such a massive Christian population, they should just be a case of, if you do this, we'll deal with it, rather than having a rule.
Why? Because if there isn't a basis within... state law that allows for, due to that evidence, him to be prosecuted without his now wife's testament, then what are they supposed to do?
Okay, all right. I don't know, maybe I'm just...
I would like to go through the law. I would like that the law would be able to deal with that and say, this is, you know, you have broken the law in hitting somebody... anybody, whether it be the other way around or whatever, but I don't necessarily know how that's dealt with, and it is a very, from what I can tell, state to state sort of thing. I'd be interested to anyone's views on that, but the fact is yeah, I don't necessarily think that it shouldn't be a case for the NFL. And I think that a lot of the time, giving too much power to the owners is a very bad idea. Because Ray Rice is a very good player.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's a case of,
Yeah. So that's why I think that it necessarily should be. Yes, it should be law. If it isn't and they build it into the NFL's rule book, I'm completely happy with that, because I think that there are a shit ton of owners who would, if given, you know, a thing of being able to say, well, you know, don't do it again. Or at least don't have video footage of it.
Yeah.
But we're going to, you know, okay with this now. And I think the amount of things that for people to win championships, the pressure is so huge that I think that there are the morals can sometimes go out of the window when it comes to owners.
Talking of morals.
Yeah.
And fighting to a degree.
Yeah.
We picked up a new game this week.
Yeah, which is probably... It's going to be awesome.
We haven't had a chance to play it yet because we need a third person. because everything's better in threes. And yeah, so we picked up a game which was a Kickstarter. And has gone sort of big in America, but it hasn't made it over here yet. So I've had to import it.
No, but there's a ton of my friends that do know it. It's Super Fight.
Yeah.
And we've bought both the Geek Pack and the Inappropriate Pack as well.
Yeah.
And obviously I've seen this played on SourceFed with Jessica Negri. And I absolutely, absolutely loved watching it. My friend and I were in hysterics,
yeah,
crying over some of the things that came
and up. We like a good debate anyway. Yeah, so the idea of debating over something like Abraham Lincoln on a Segway with a dildo firing bazooka versus Hitler on a pogo stick with, I don't know, whatever, is going to be interesting. I think that with a couple of drinks could be a good laugh. And we're hoping to make a video of that as well.
Yeah.
So,
actually, we've got a really nice selection now of good games to play at cons. So considering con season is coming up.
Yeah, whether I can be asked to carry them around with me.
But we have a hotel. Or we'll have.
Yeah, you've still got to take them up there, though. And it's
I've already got space to take a suitcase.
It's time and space, but we'll think about it. But yeah, we've got that, so... if you haven't seen that, check that out, because it's so freely available in the UK and in the US. But yeah, it's cost me a bit to get that over here, because
so worth it,
they haven't done it. But yeah.
Oh, other things that are coming over here, which I am super excited about, is The Leftovers.
I showed you the trailer for this yesterday, didn't I? I think they're quite far into it in the US, which pisses me off a bit, because...
Oh, it always happens. I'm so
used to it. Because shows... I mean, Sky have got better with things like Mad Men and... Game of Thrones. They know they have to get that show out within 48 hours or people are going to pirate it.
But what will end up happening is if the first season does well over here, they'll probably pull in the time limit for the next one.
They'll have to. I know a couple of guys who I've been watching it on the US pace, so they've been downloading it on torrents, but I just don't have the time or the energy to do that anymore like I used to. Plus the UK ISPs have got much better and they're cracking down on torrent sites, and you have to kind of be a bit sneaky of how you get on them, but they are closing them down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they are. You've tried to get onto them with BT and...
I know, but I...
Yeah, we found a way around it. But that looks really interesting.
We were talking about it in the pub earlier, weren't we? Yeah, because I think it's always so fascinating, and if anyone said, 2% of the population, you'd just be like, but to think that it is 150 million, and I'm a big, I love the iPad and iPhone game Plague.
Yeah.
And I just found it so mind-blowing on there that I would kill off the whole of China, and it's billions of people, and it still hasn't got to the rest of the world.
No.
Like with my virus or nanovirus or
if you wiped out India or China, it's a sixth of the population of the world, but the rest of the world wouldn't notice.
In terms of raw materials and everything.
In resource, you would, because, the Chinese are a massive importer of things like soy oil and things like
that. Well, the fact that they make so much of everything that we do.
All the Apple fans would be a little bit pissed off because all their shit's made in China.
And Android isn't.
I'm not sure where Android stuff's made. No, my phone's an LG. I think it's made in Korea. Don't mouth at me that it's all the same thing. That's a bit racist.
You're a dick. You're the same thing. I was more that you just like your Android douchebaggery. It's just like...
It's been fun this week with the new iPhone coming out as well. I'm just like... It's like sort of one of my friends in the office came in and was like, been on the phone for 3 hours to order my new iPhone. And I went, are you looking forward to wireless charging? And she went, has it got wireless charging? I went... No!
Such a dick!
My phone has. It's just,
My
lovely Nexus 5 has got wireless charging. And I think I went through a whole bunch of other things. Like, can your phone do this? And she's like, I don't know. And no, it can't. It's just,
Someone told you to shut the fuck up in the office, didn't they?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, but that was compared to a Nexus 4. But I do love the meme that's going around of, hey, Apple owners, in 2016, you'll get to enjoy this. If you don't know anything on how to do any of this, just ask one of us. We know. It's, yeah.
As I said to you, like, at least I have no...
Nor do I. I need to be clear this. I don't really care about who has what phone.
Like, for me, it's just that I like Apple because it's... It's pretty. But also, my thing is... I'm very good with technology. I do like tinkering and pulling things apart. And I have, you know, I've put rigs together of computers many times and, you know, stripped back my entire, taking it apart, put it back together.
Well,
you do a lot of the
back room stuff for Need to Consume.
Yeah.
All the HTML code and all that type of stuff.
Don't be too wild. Yeah. PHP. But,
same difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I am big on stuff like that. So I do like the idea of being able to change shit up and the apps and everything for the Android. I just can't be fucked.
No, that's fair enough.
That's it.
No, I get it.
I can't be bothered.
I do get it.
And so for me, it's a gated garden and everything like that, but I'm happy with what's in there. I love how it works. It is the idiot's guide to phones, and it is just so simple to use and everything like that. So,
but
I don't
it is overpriced.
Care. Yeah, but my company buys it. I don't pay really for it. And so I can easily get it re-updated whenever anything happens with it. And yeah, I'm not too...
No, you're not too fast. No, I get it.
No. I don't like the fact that, why are phones getting bigger? My pockets are only so big on my jeans, and they're only big enough to pretty much fit my iPhone 5 in.
Yeah.
And now your phone is, it's going to be thinner, and it's just too big.
Mm-hmm. But no, yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's been funny watching people kind of freak out again about a new iPhone and whatnot, and it's been fun just tormenting people at work because they have all. I mean, I've got an iPhone for work. I mean, I hate typing on it because it's so tiny now. They've all got iPhones, the entire office.
But I've got mini hands.
Have got mini hands, and we'll come on to that in a
minute. We can talk about it now.
You want to talk about it now? Okay.
Yeah.
What did we do today?
We went wing shopping.
Wing shopping.
Wing shopping.
Ring.
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 We went and designed my engagement ring.
We did. How long have we been engaged for?
Almost a year. Almost a year, everybody.
Yeah, I made the
and it'll be over a year.
Before we get it. Yeah. I think we made the mistake, the mistake of when I proposed to you of like, we've done this wedding shit before, you don't need things like that. And you're like, no, I don't need things like this. And then I realised that...
No fucker ever does anything nice for me.
I do nice things for you.
Yes, you do. But you didn't buy me a ring.
I bought you a Bioshock t-shirt the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Oh, it's so cool.
Well, we got to design, and it was really nice because where we live in Canterbury, it's still got a lot of nice independent shops. Unfortunately, like my town that I'm from and things like that, it's a clone town. It's all the big high street stores. And when they all went out of business in the last couple of years, it's become a ghost town. Canterbury's managed to retain a nice, cool bit of independence of, you know, comic book shop, coffee shops, jewellers.
Restaurants,
yeah.
We do have, obviously, a lot of the similar sort of chains that you do find in... But also, Canterbury's just got... It's a historical town. It's got a nice feeling to it. And it definitely takes sort of the overall look and feeling of the whole of the city centre, anything within the walls, really, really seriously, which is nice. But yeah, it was the first shop we went into.
I'm going to say I was really impressed. Just like, I was expecting the whole day to be ring shopping. And if it had been, say what, that's fine. But I was really impressed. And it also, the service we got in there was incredible. The guy...
I liked the fact that at the back, like, you could actually see into... I might put some pictures up. I might go in and just photograph. But, that the whole of the back of the shop...
You could see all the tinkering going on.
Was all of them making... Because they make... Everything's commissioned. They make everything on site. We got to... I got to pick diamonds.
You did.
That was so
exciting.
We got
to do the cool thing with the... I've never done that before.
With the little eye thing.
The little eye thing and look through
and the
it.
Glass. the lights, and it was so cool.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, there's an imperfection in this, and I can see it under this ridiculously huge magnifying glass that I'm never going to do ever again, and I really don't care because it still looks shiny and pretty and glittery, and that's it. But yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I was the second from the smallest ring size.
Yeah. So I don't know if they had the same thing in the US or not. Of lettered size.
Yeah.
So you were an F and a half?
F and a half. Yeah. I'm an F and a half, everybody.
Aren't you just? that was just really cool kind of doing that and just getting to design that and pick the diamonds that went in it. So you've got one nice big diamond. Well, it's not big. Should say it's like 0.3 of a carat. So,
but I've got, as you can tell by the F and a half,
you've got bony little fingers,
teeny little hands.
Yeah, and like a carrot ring would look ridiculous. A carrot diamond would look huge on you.
Yeah, as I said, it's that thing. If it
thank God, people, I must say, thank God you had this.
But it was so fun, and we're in the process of planning stuff.
The wedding, as well, which is cool. Yeah, I think it's a case of, I think some people...
Do you remember, because last night you
were
quite...
Thanks for interrupting.
Sorry. Do you remember last night, just because it's quite important, that you agreed with the photographer that I like?
You bitch. You got me to agree to that when I was drunk.
I know.
Fuck.
It's the most expensive out of all of the photographers.
Fuck. That's a bit mean of you to get me drunk and do that.
I don't think I got you drunk
and get you to do things.
No comment. I don't remember getting you drunk. I think the fact that you were drunk after 2.5 beers was your own fault.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. That was all. I think it's because I hadn't eaten, and then we went out to dinner and. Mm. But yeah,
we got all of the wedding-y planning things. That photographer's great.
Yeah.
She tells a story.
I think really. It was a case of, I think we talked about it, so do you think people who listen to this show, all three of them, actually know if we're a couple on, I think we've always kind of alluded to it. I'm pretty sure we have.
I don't know.
But yeah, we're getting married. But yeah, it was a case of, I forgot to mention Traitor's Gate, who had said about how, this actually really could put a bit of skip in my step the other day. Of Duke and Kia are fast developing to something of a highlight on what is already a great site. Keep it up, guys.
Oh, I was so happy about that.
Yeah. So, Chris, can we have a pay rise, please? It's just, I think,
Dan needs it for the photographer.
Yeah, fucking right, I do. But one thing about the ring is we were arguing a little bit because I don't really want an expensive wedding ring. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just want a band, which kind of says, hands off, ladies. I'm someone else's property.
That's exactly what it really does not say.
No. It'd be lovely to wear a wedding ring again. I think I'm going to go with something like titanium or whatever, not platinum again.
But I'm buying it.
You can buy it. That's fine. But it's not going to be expensive. But I wouldn't be adverse to it looking a little bit like a Green Lantern ring. That would be kind of cool.
You want that. The symbol in
yeah
the front of
it. I think I do. I mean, if you can get it to glow green, that would be kind of awesome, but I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not too fussed about it, and obviously then we're gonna obviously have to get your
well we were saying because obviously everyone now knows that we are together, and we were saying that it's always interesting because we obviously do quite a few things together.
Yeah.
And I think that that's always very amusing for people. And we've had quite a few comments on it outside of like comments on the page and stuff of just how on earth do you manage to do so many different things that seem to cross over? Don't you sort of drive each other crazy? And we were saying that, no, we don't. But if you do have any other sort of relationship questions or anything like that, we'd be happy to sort of
answer them. Yeah, I think... I'm kind of going to be careful about what I say here because there's people who listen to this show who know me. But Kira and I are well-travelled, experienced, open-minded individuals. Is that a fair comment?
I've been to Thailand.
What's that a euphemism for?
Lady boys, everybody. It's a euphemism. No, it's not really.
No.
I have seen it.
And I think it's a case of... I think... We are very open with everyone else in real life, and we also we're just a bit more honest than I think some couples are with each other.
Yeah, I think there's...
we call each other on our bullshit.
Yeah. I think it works for both of us just because it means that I'm not going to harbour a sort of like... And I see so many people do it. And I do it with friends, relationships where things get on their nerves. And so they just carry on sort of just like letting it go. And they'll just let it sort of eat away at them. Whereas mm. we'll just be like, look, there's no... And I found it fascinating, some of the sort of chats we've had with people of just like, oh yeah, you know, I'm engaged now. Like I'm engaged. I'm like with somebody and this is like my boyfriend. And I'm like... Well, that really doesn't define or say anything about you apart from as, oh, what film was it in? Oh, don't know what the film was, but just like, yeah, it's a good thing that you're married. It shows that someone can put up with your fucking shit. It's like, that's pretty much yeah. all that it says. It isn't a defining point of the person that you no. are. And I don't think that it ever really should be. I think that people are extremely individual. And I think when people lose themselves within the idea of somebody mm. else and mm. that you are this whole sort of couple thing, I think that people tend to lose a little bit of themselves. Whereas I don't think that's very healthy.
And I know that I am also, I can be a complete arsehole and you do call me on that. And it's nice having that of someone who isn't just either harboring, you know, misaligned thoughts internally and then bitches to someone else about it. Like, if I'm a dick, you don't go and bitch to someone else.
No.
You...
Shh. Don't
tell me you do that. No,
you know. I'll have a discussion with, say, other people. And I think a lot of the time, it's when you sort of tend to find things out. And I've got a lot of friends now that will say to me, because of previous experiences, they'll say, like, this is like the third time you've mentioned it. Maybe we shouldn't be having this discussion mm. in the terms of you should probably be having this discussion with somebody else. And a lot of the time, I think when we were watching like the SourceFed Nerd thing the other day on Table Talk with someone like, yeah, I've worked out. I've been doing all of these angry things. And it's yeah. like, I'm upset about something. And yeah. sometimes you don't necessarily realize it and it is a very subconscious thing. Mm. But in terms of whenever I know that something is upsetting me, irritating me, or even just... that I just can't deal with it at that time and it's adversely affecting how much time it's taking, I will just be very honest with it. And it's not a reflection on anyone else no. of just like, it's not, could you please deal with your bullshit type thing. It's more just, this is how this is relating to my life and how it's affecting me as opposed to, how about you change your shit? It's like, I am never going to tell you to change anything, but if there are things that I feel that aren't good for you and are negatively affecting me, I'm not going to be really, really quiet about no. it.
We've gone off on a bit of a tangent there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you do have any relationship or sex questions or anything like that, I think we're the only couple on one of us. Someone feel free to correct me. You can email us a question and we will answer it on air. If you don't want your name read out, obviously just do specify that. But you can reach us at our generic email address, which is hello@needtoconsume.com.
Yeah, which is cool.
I will try and include it in the show notes. Hopefully when Chris puts or Brian puts this up, it will be in there.
Awesome.
So if you do, we will make it into a little bit of a feature. So you can ask us anything about us, or you can ask for our advice or suggestions. I think that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm happy with that.
This could be a bit...
can of worms, everybody. Can of yes. worms. What else have we had going on? Oh, we've bought... surprise, surprise. We have bought some more artwork.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, we had some turn up yesterday.
Yeah. It's so cute.
So, yeah. I think we talked about this on a previous episode, actually.
What, that we've got the Olly Moss Guardians of the Galaxy yes. Rocket and Groot.
Groot, yes. So they'll go now with our True Detective Olly Moss and our Breaking Bad ones. So yeah. we've got six,
we
seven,
still
eight,
need
nine,
to put
ten.
Up the True Detective. But the Breaking Bad ones look amazing downstairs.
Yeah. It's the six different faces of Walter White, yeah. which is awesome.
Like Walter White?
Walter White. Uh-huh. I'm making my tea soft. It's horrible. So you've got Walter White from when overpronouncing everything
Walter
now.
Walter White, everybody, from when was this in the Breaking
Red
Bad series?
Red, yellow, yeah. So yeah, right through from the beginning of when he walks out of the RV in his pants,
yeah,
right through to the end when he's got the beard and the hair and
yeah,
the
it
end.
Was really, really cool.
Yeah, we got those, but then this week, damn you, Mondo, they had a Turtles Day, and you're a massive Turtles fan,
Donnie,
bigger than what I am, and they had 4 posters up, and there was a Whalen one.
Which I did like. You said you didn't like it.
I didn't like how the turtles looked.
I was happy with that. They didn't have noses, and I was happy.
Yeah, they didn't have noses, which was good. And they wore. They had. Yeah, they looked. It was the cartoon version, wasn't it? But I really liked.
Which I'm happy with.
Yeah, I really liked the other one, which oddly was in far. It had a far more limited run, but
didn't sell out
as quickly. So I'm kind of like, oh, did I get the wrong one? But
no, you got the one you wanted.
But I like it. It's a gorgeous red one. The turtles look very, very cool on it. Awesome. But that's another Mondo poster for the house.
We're going to start Mondoing the ceiling.
Or the floor. We could just Mondo the floor. We might have to put some up in the bath. No, we don't want to put up in the bathrooms.
We'd have to drill through tiles. I don't think our rental company would be too happy about
no,
that.
No, they won't, will they?
No. I think that might possibly, and the fact that everything keeps fucking leaking in this house, like maybe drilling holes in the tiles probably isn't the way to go about getting them to do anything.
No.
No.
That's a fair point.
I seem to keep ending up in comic book shops
in London.
Yeah.
When you're I get messages, anything you want?
It's all like, of
well,
it.
Yeah. A shit ton of comics that I want.
I did pick up Ferris 3 and Fables 20, Camelot. Yes. And American Vampire 4. And it's quite cool because Michael Vanderpoel?
Yeah, I'd say Vanderpoel.
Vanderpoel, we're going to get with that. Has also just started reading. Well, a couple of weeks ago, just started reading. And so he was loving it. It's probably about a month ago now. And I am loving it. Up to 4, which actually took me 3 shops to go into, and I went into 3 shops and all of them had 3 and 5. Standing there like, really? Really seriously? So I ended up in Orbital and they had it obviously. But
yeah, that's a big ass comic book shop.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Gosh is a prettier shop.
Yeah.
Orbital. I love both of them.
No,
I
do.
Have no.
I do.
But obviously Gosh was closer to where I was living last year. And yeah. So, yeah.
We spent a lot of money on comics in there last year. Mm. And we seem to have continued that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to reading. I mean, Ferris 3 I loved.
Yeah.
Which we won't ruin it because it's relatively new.
Because we're enjoying. Yeah, it's quite nice having the spin-offs. We've never picked up the Jack spin-offs at all.
No, a friend has been reading them, and
I've heard they're not as good.
I think she's enjoyed some of it. I don't know if she's still reading it, which would be very telling.
I think I just want it because I want to be a completist. Like, because Fables is coming to an end next year, and I just kind of want to have all of it. Like, I want to have the entire Fables universe laid out. And books, so we've got then, 25, 30 volumes of Fables, there's 2 Cinderellas, which is fucking brilliant.
Oh, I love Cinderella.
There'll probably be about 5 or 6 Ferris, which will come to an end as well.
Yeah.
And then the Jack ones, and then there's a couple of spin-offs, like, there's the Ferris Ever After, is it
Ferris
called?
Of the Land.
Ferris of the Land, which is only in a hardcover at the moment, which is annoying. There's a werewolf. There's one about Bigby and his brothers, which apparently is terrible.
I'm not interested in. I think I'm happy with just having Fables, Ferris, and Cinderella. I don't need Jack and all of that. I don't need it.
I'm a completist.
It's not part of that world. It's fine.
It is part. It's the same.
Yeah, but
they cross over.
Yeah,
there's
fine.
Volume 13 of Fables is called The Great Fables Crossover, and you're reading it going, what the fuck is going on? And everyone says it's one of the worst volumes because unless you read Jack, you've got no idea.
I don't appreciate that.
Well, that's how comic. Don't ever read Marvel or DC then, for fuck's sake, because they have just crossovers all the time.
That's different.
No, it's not.
I don't. Well, it's just like, no, you shouldn't have it so that you have to. And that's the thing, is that off puts me with so much. That's why, like, picking up American Vampire, it's contained within that. I find it so difficult sometimes going to comic book shops and picking something up, because I feel like, do I need an encyclopedic knowledge of all of the backstory of this in order to be able to understand what the fuck is going on in volume one
of a comic?
I
think we've talked about that before.
That pisses me off. And I think it makes it very, very difficult for people to get in. And so it's like, I really want to read Deadpool. Mm. I would like to read some Deadpool because, you know, but I have no idea where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like he sort of crops up here, and then some people are like, this is terrible, and other people are saying, well, this is good, but I have no idea, like, where to sort of start with that at all.
No.
Okay. And I find that really, really, really difficult.
Well, we'll sort that out. That's no problem. But yeah, so we've got more comics to read.
Yeah. But because, you know, I like cosplaying stuff. Which normally, actually at the moment, has mainly for mine come from, well, Harley's obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I recently did a few photos of my Elsa cosplay, which you can find.
Well, not a lot of your Elsa cosplay.
It's my Elsa cosplay, and you can shut the face. So yeah, I did some pin-up-y type photos of Elsa. And you can see them on Kia Maria Cosplay on Facebook. And let me know what you think. Let me know if you like them. If you don't like them, you can tell me that too. But I don't care. So, yeah, it's been really, really interesting because I put them up. And naming no names, there are a couple of groups on Facebook here in the UK that are...
fucking assholes.
Interesting. Yeah. In general, they tend to be... very
elitist.
Vicious at times. And so I ended up putting the photos up on our page, which it then got shared quite a few times within sort of other cosplayers that I know. And I put it up in one group that I know is normally really quite nice. And so I put it up in there, got quite a few sort of... a couple of comments of like, well, I don't really like that what you've done with this character because it sexualized it. And I was like, well, that's your opinion. I don't really care. And quite a few sort of really nice comments. I mean, if you see on that, it has literally taken me over 60 hours to create that cosplay.
Yeah. You've beaded a corset individually.
Yeah, it's hand beaded. Every single bead that you see on there.
Guys, you play a part in that because when we've recorded sometimes, she's been beading whilst we've been talking. Yeah. So you've helped us along, well, you've helped her along the way.
So, yeah, and so I put it up in that group and that was all fine. And then I was just like, do I put it up in one of these two groups? And so I thought, I'll go with less Arsehole Central. It's more of like a village. And so I thought, okay, I'll put it up in there and see what kind of just disgusting comments I get on there. And didn't at all, really. I got a few people just sort of saying, I don't really... The work on your outfit is amazing. Don't really agree with what you've done with the character. I was like,
Do you think a lot of it, I mean, to describe to people who aren't going to go and look at it, because some of you just won't, because that's fine. Kira is dressed up as Elsa, so she's got a blonde wig on, very much with the long plait down the side of the face.
Yep.
Down the side of the head. You then got this beaded corset. Now, you're a busty woman.
Yep.
So the
I look very much like a Disney character in terms of...
You've got a tiny waist.
I have a tiny waist and boobs.
Yeah. And then you're then in, and to use a very British term, just a little pair of white knickers. Turquoise knickers. Panties.
But yeah, turquoise knickers and then the pair of Elsa shoes that I created.
Yeah. So it's not like you've got... fishnets or stockings or you're just in a bra or anything like that. But it's definitely a case of people of a certain nature are just staring literally at your cleavage. And it's their problem. They can't deal... Or some people particularly don't like the fact you've done that yet. Like you said, if you really delve down into what Disney characters are about, they're kind of
No, my point wasn't that I am allowed to do this because of any reason why. My thing is, cosplay is supposed to be fun. Yeah. If you want to do something with any character, you can do mashups, you can do crossovers, you can gender bend, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Mm. I don't care. And no. So for me, it's just like, if you don't like it, maybe that's more of a reflection on you.
Yeah.
And the fact that you feel this character. Well, Disney characters, a lot of the time, the way that they are created is so that you can relate to them slightly and then fill in the gaps of all of the things that you haven't been told in the 20 odd minutes that they've been on screen.
Mm.
So it's a thing of, you then fill in the personality into a way that's more of a reflection of you and the things that you would then put on a person of said whatever.
I mean, if you look at it, I think it's only in the recent Disney princesses, and I'm talking about Anna, Elsa, and Merida, who are, Anna kind of is, but I think that's more because she's been trapped in a castle for so long. There's no, I must find my prince. Like
Rapunzel?
Rapunzel.
She's not interested in him at all.
No. So it's been the very recent ones. I haven't seen a Princess Frog, so I can't comment on that one. But if you compare that to Snow White, Sleeping Beauty,
Someday My Prince
Cinderella,
Will Come. It's
it's all, even Little Mermaid, a 16-year-old girl runs away from home to go and be with an older man and ends up naked and can't talk. But he falls in love with her because she can't talk. Because, hey, who needs a woman to talk? I can just look at her. That's much more interesting. But it is that case of Elsa really isn't. She's a strong female character. I mean, she's troubled and she struggles with things.
Anyway, my point basically was...
Oh, I was enjoying
No, because I think it's just like, I don't think that it necessarily needs quite so much of a just like... I'm not trying to justify anything about Elsa's character to anyone.
No.
It makes no difference. The whole idea is that you can do something, because if you start trying to justify your way of doing things over someone else's, then you're becoming part of the problem.
It's a case of, do you think there was a slight attempt at slut-shaming from some of the comments or not?
Yes, I think the idea of just like, well, you know, I wouldn't do it like that, but if you're happy with doing that, I'm like,
I am.
Clearly, due to the fact that I've got pictures of me in a pair of pants on a Facebook page, yes, I'm okay with that.
Hmm.
If you have a problem with that, I don't understand why.
Hmm.
Because you don't like that it's a Disney character?
Mm.
Okay. It's like, I don't believe that there's any characters that are, you know, that should be more or less sexualized. That I just don't get into the whole sort of debate of all of it, because I just find that it's very sort of like...
Well, because even if you look at a friend of ours, Steph, who's a cosplayer, the character that she's currently building is from it's from League of Legends. And she's a pirate type character who is in like a tight pair of...
We've seen her before. She's been in one of Sneaky Zebra's. Not Steph doing it, but the character...
Oh, I haven't.
...is in Sneaky Zebra's.
Yeah, but it's very much just a very, very tight pair of like leather trousers with holes all down the sides of them, because that's practical, and a very tight little bra-type thing. And that's all her is. But no one blinks at that at all or judges her for that, because it's what the character looks like. But because you've taken the character, and you've done this again with Ariel, you made a rebel type Ariel, steampunky.
Yeah.
No one batted an eyelid because your flesh was covered up.
No, there was still boobs.
There was a bit of boobage because you had a corset on, but your legs were covered. And if you'd worn maybe a tiny little pair of hot pants that had like fish scales on them rather than the leggings, do you think you might have come under more scrutiny for that because slut shaming or not?
I don't know. I find it very fascinating, the idea that people decide to judge a person based on what they wear. I just find it ridiculous.
Interesting, and it is. Yeah. I mean, I've been a bit riled up by it, but I think what we're trying to say is, like, if you follow a lot of cosplay pages, which I think a lot of people do, I think the lesson is just comment on the outfit. Like, if that person's got a massive bit of cleavage on show or some butt cheek, don't mention it, because it's not important. It's the costume. It's like the fact, like you said, you spent 60 hours on that fucking corset. Like, it's meant to be about the idea of cosplay is about the costume, not the person inside.
No, it's about showing your passion for something and doing it in a fun way. It's not even that thing of like, don't say anything about it. It's just more the thing of, what difference does it really make? Seriously? Like,
no, genuinely? But the fact that some of the comments were just like, fuck, you look hot. But you could have worn, you've got fucking ridiculously gorgeous lingerie and outfits, which you could have worn, but they're not cosplay stuff, but do you know what I mean?
I for me, I'm just like, if someone
you're getting frustrated with me, aren't you?
Yes, because I'm just like, if someone wants to comment and say, wow, you look great, I just think that, like, okay, thanks.
Mm.
Okay. So, I think you have
a very...
I'm not
trying to stress you out about it.
No, but it's more just that you have a very low opinion, and a lot of the time, you'd be okay if it's a girl saying that comment as opposed to a guy. I don't have that kind of sensitivity of just like, oh, you know, this sort of thing of like...
I think that's unfair. No. I think that's unfair. It's not about that at all. No, because mainly the people who complain about your outfit are girls. And I'm much more angry about those than I am about the guys saying you look
hot.
Why
should you be much more angry? Oh, about them being just like in... Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think... I find the whole thing of like... Yeah. In any way, judging somebody for what they wear is ridiculous.
I completely agree. That's my entire point about it. But it's a case of I think they're judging you more for the lack of outfit rather than... Like you said, if you'd posted the picture of you with the skirt on as well, there wouldn't have been a single negative comment about it.
No, I think there would have. I think that actually probably would have been more negative comments of just like, I'm sorry, why did Elsa need to undress in this shoot? The fact that all of the pictures on that shoot
I meant if the whole shoot was you with the skirt on.
Oh, I think I probably still would have got something. Not many people have mentioned the fact that I'm not wearing a skirt. People have mentioned the fact that I have boobs.
Okay.
Shock, horror. Wearing a corset and I have boobs.
You're a woman with boobs.
It's quite terrifying, really. I know. But yeah, actually, I think not many people have just sort of been like, why do you have to take your skirt off? No, it's been more to do with the fact that there is cleavage on show. It's like, well...
People need to get over cleavage.
Mm.
No, but do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
I've seen people that if a girl walks past with the cleavage, they will literally almost stop dead in the street to look at it.
I'm not even going to go into that.
No, I know.
That's my whole rant of like.
No, catcall. No, I know. I'm not going to try and trigger you. I'm sorry.
No, it's just...
And I apologise if I upset you.
No, it's more just the idea of, like, the catcalling thing that drives me mental. Hence why I always have my headphones in.
Yeah. We'll talk about it for another time, because we're coming up on an hour, and I think maybe...
Yay!
We should come to a stop there. Plus, Liverpool have kicked off, and I want to watch the game.
Oh, so boring. Cool. Well, yeah, let us know what you think about, like, comments on cosplay things and...
Couples discussing things in a heated manner on podcasts.
But it's still just a discussion. I don't really take it, like...
But yeah, I think we'll just come into an end there.
Awesome. Well, it's been great. If you want to check me out on Kia Maria Cosplay on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can come over and see us on Need to Consume. We're going to also have an article going up within the next couple of weeks of how I made the Elsa corset. So you'll be able to see the whole process of exactly how it was made. So I'd love if you guys could come across and...
Mm. You can also check out the Maria part of Kia Maria, who'd done an awesome Poison Ivy shoot recently.
Poison Ivy shoot is so...
Yeah, really pretty pictures. And obviously then you've got Need to Consume. Come check us out at the website or on Twitter and on Facebook. You can also check out our other podcast, which is 3 Bods, 1 Pod. And we have got some more podcasts coming onto the network soon, which should be quite cool. And one is a cosplay podcast.
And a Todcast, really.
Yeah, it's all about the photographers. But with that, yeah.
Bye. See you guys.